Raiders, Derek Carr, with us this morning here on The Morning Show with Chris Townsend and Matt Steinmetz. Derek, good morning, and congratulations getting that monkey off your back and getting that first win of the season.
Oh, I appreciate it, Dale. Thank you all for having me, man. Golly, it's about time, but glad it happened. So glad it happened last night.
Yeah, how tough is the day-to-day when people just keep asking you about having not won a game?
Oh, man, I'm glad it's over. Yeah, that's for sure. All the hard work that we've put into this, our team, our coaches, everyone in that building, all the work that we've put in has led to, finally winning the game. And, obviously we're trying to, build a culture. We're trying to, change a culture. And all you can do is work hard. And, we're out of the playoff picture now, but, we're trying to set the stage of what this franchise is supposed to look like.
Derek, you guys have been knocking on the door a little bit for a while. When you look back at that 17-play, 80-yard drive to win the game, do you think that drive will have any long-term impact kind of for you and your confidence?
Well, I'm a very confident person. There was no doubt in my mind we should have, that we were going to win, every game this season. And that's just how I play. That's just how I believe. That's what I think about, the guys in our locker room. That drive was obviously big for us, to have 9 minutes on the clock, take the time all the way down and get a touchdown late. That was huge. And it helped our defense get rest to go out there and, play relentless. Those guys came out on fire on that last drive. So, like I said, it's the ultimate team game, and everyone was, doing their job. And you do your job for 60 minutes, the outcome's pretty good.
By the way, I love the toughness on the final drive where your mouth's bleeding and you go back in. That was great. I wanted to ask you, though, Latavius Murray, we haven't seen a lot of him. What was it like you hand the ball off and you're watching him go 90 yards? I mean, how fast did it look to you on the field?
Oh, my goodness, that guy. For how big that guy is, for him to run that fast, it happened really quick, It was so nice, though. I handed it off. And obviously, I was finishing my fake, and I just hear the crowd erupt. And I turn around to look, and this guy's off to the races. And it felt like he was already in the end zone by the time I looked around. But it was definitely those kind of things help out so much. Then they got to load the box, and then you get to throw the ball against some one-on-ones. It was pretty good.
I got to ask you, your first win as a pro is right before your eyes. It's right there in front of you. And you see C.O. Moore and Khalil Mack celebrating a little too gleefully. What was going through your mind when you were taking a look at that?
Oh, man. Well, I feel like everyone on our sideline was trying to call a timeout. We were all running to the ref trying to call a timeout, just to, save anything from happening. But, obviously they made a heck of a play, man. And they were just really excited. They'll learn from it, obviously, just like we all learned from something, last night. And, I went up to Khalil after the game. I was like, oh, rookies, he just laughed. We enjoyed that one, though.
Raiders starting quarterback Derek Carr joins us here, 95.7 The Game, after the Raiders win last night on Thursday Night Football over the hated Chiefs. For a rookie, it takes time for the veterans to believe in you and to trust you. When do you think that moment was where this truly became your football team?
Oh, man, that's hard to say. I always felt like there was confidence there. I always felt like, they believed in me. Obviously, they know and knew, this being my first year, I'm going to see things that I haven't seen before. Obviously, the amounts of pressures and different coverages people play in the NFL is ridiculous. Sometimes I feel like they make them up, but they work. So they knew it was going to be some tough times, but obviously I always felt like they believed in me. And I guess that's what just gives me, great confidence to go out there and try and win for them.
Derek, you've talked about winning and improving and trying to get better all season long. What do you have to get better at the most, do you think?
Oh, man, everything. there's not just one thing. If I ever narrow it down to just one thing, I'll get worse at something else. And so my thing is, after every game, this is what I do. After every game, I take my mistakes, I see what they are, and I try and limit them. Obviously some things are going to happen, you know, but just depending on the game, sometimes, you know, we'll go out there and, you know, like last week, something will happen and we'll go in the game and make the right call. You know, against Seattle, they brought a certain pressure. I didn't make the right call. You know, this time, you know, they brought the same pressure and we were able to make the right call. And so it's just little things like that that I work on. You know, those are the little things, just making sure I'm seeing the things the correct way and growing, because it's going to take time. But the faster that, you know, I can limit those mistakes, the quicker, you know, I'll be able to get better at them.
Most guys come into the league, their older brother didn't play quarterback in the NFL. You got to watch your brother's career. You got to see the good. You got to see a lot of the bad. And I'm sure he's a wealth of knowledge for you. How much do you talk to your brother and look to advice and to learn how to play the position? How much do you talk to your brother about it?
Oh, my gosh. I talk to him every day. And, you know, one thing that always sticks out and is the gist of everything we talk about. Of course, he was happy for me and all these things. And, you know, first win, he was real excited and, you know, praised God for it. But, you know, he always told me, you know, hey, you're going to be praised a lot and you're going to be criticized a lot. Ignore both because neither matter. And that's just the kind of mindset that I have. You know, you can say a lot of good things about me and I'll say thank you. You can say a lot of bad things about me and, you know, I'll say, hey, God bless you too, man. You know, and I'm just going to keep working. That's just the kind of person I am, and that's what he's taught me.
You get your first win as an NFL quarterback. I got to believe it's a monumental day for you. How'd you celebrate?
I had some Carl's Jr. That's what I did. I had some Carl's Jr. I got a turkey burger, though. I couldn't venture out too bad. You know, I got a turkey burger, so it wasn't too bad.
That's kind of like going to Disneyland.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, well, maybe one day. You know, that's the plan.
Next week, you got a different animal. You got a St. Louis team on the road. You're going to have a lot of time to prepare. Thursday night football, it's a short week. I know it's tough. But now that you've played the game, won the game, how big is it now that you have all that extra time off with the rest of the schedule?
Oh, it's so nice. You know, today is a great day to spend some time with my family. Obviously, this is a long season, and I know that they need, you know, they need to spend time with me too. And so today, that's what today is for. And these days off is to spend some quality time with them while still, you know, preparing for the next week, having a little extra time. You know, but it came at the right time. You know, we got a win. We got our first win, and it's going to feel good to celebrate, you know, over this little short amount of time. But knowing this league, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, after yesterday, you got to move on, you know, because everyone else is moving on. So I'm looking forward to next week. It's going to be obviously a great challenge, but I'll definitely be tuned in.
You know, not everybody gets a chance to play with a legend, and you are able to do that with Charles Woodson. And one thing I took away from last night is he played such a great game, and then after they got him on the NFL Network with all the Hall of Famers they have on their post-game show, just talking about how great Charles Woodson is. To me, it was very fitting to have that game, national TV. But talk about what it's like, because he truly is one of the greatest players to ever play this game.
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. And I told Charles, I said, man, I want to be great. You know, one of the first days I met him, I said, I want to be great. And I asked him, I was like, man, just let me know. Give me advice, man. Teach me. You know, tell me anything. You know, even if it's hard sometimes. And there's been times where we've talked, and maybe I didn't, you know, want to hear what he had to say, you know, because it's hard. It's hard. But in my heart, trust me, don't get me wrong, I wanted to hear what he had to say. But sometimes it's hard, you know, but he challenges me. You know, he pushes me. At the same time, he's going to tell me when I do things good. And, you know, he's really kind of, you know, I appreciate him taking the role of teaching me and kind of taking me under his wing to teach me these things, because I want to be someone that they talk about just like they talk about him, you know, in this game. And so I really relied heavily on him and getting advice from him and having him help me. And it's been great.
Tell me one thing he said that maybe was really hard to hear.
Oh, you know, obviously, you know, I'm going to leave, you know, most of that between us. But there was one time in a game where something happened, and he told me, he said, you're better than that. You know, you're better than that, man. He said, I don't want you to be that. And, you know, to hear him say that, obviously it was hard because, you know, you made a mistake and you don't want to do that. He said, but he told me, he said, I don't want you to be that. He said, you're better than that. He said, I want you to be a great one. And, you know, just the way that conversation went, he pulled me aside before one of our games and told me that, it meant a lot.
You know, I got to tell you, that's very impressive. A lot of people couldn't handle something like that. Is that something that you have just developed, or when you were at Fresno State, did you have somebody that you trusted and you said, be honest with me, when I'm doing something wrong, make sure you tell me?
Oh, that's how my coaches were, you know, and that's how everyone who's ever taught me has been. They're always honest with me. I don't want you to only pat me on the back. I don't want you to, you know, just say, hey, you're doing everything great, you know, because I know I'm not. You know, I know I'm going to make mistakes. Everybody out there makes mistakes. I'm sure there's things Charles did that he wants back, but, you know, it's going to happen. But if I can, you know, man up and say, what is really going to help me and help this organization be the best that we can be, then I'll take it. You know, I want Charles to tell me, hey, I need you to do this better. And I'm going to go out and work my tail off to do it better so that I can see him smile at the end of the day.
Well, awesome stuff. Great game last night. Congratulations on the victory, and good luck the rest of the season. We'll see you out at the Coliseum.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much. God bless.
Derek.